Raymond here?
No go ubab den?
Yes.
No go ubab den?
We'll get that down in your statement. Have a seat right there. Back over there, dear. That's it. Everyone will be much happier.
I think she likes you.
They all do.
Picked her up on Lexington. She walked out of the flower shop with those. According to her bracelet, she's a resident of the psychiatric hospital a couple of blocks from the shop.
Mm, fine. Just keep her facing that way, huh?
No go ubab den.
Ah, so true.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Levitt.
Captain in yet?
Afraid not.
I was hoping to be here when I posted this.
Hmm? What is it?
Oh, it's just the promotion bulletin announcing the candidates for Deputy Inspector Spring 82. Heading the list of which is the name Miller Bernard J.
Hi. Harris, that's what the physical's about. You gotta have one when you're up for promotion.
Thank you, Wojo.
Morning, gentlemen.
Sure.
Fine.
Something going down?
No, sir. But someone may be going up.
Deputy inspector list came out. You're on it.
Oh.
They call from downtown. You have an appointment for a physical at noon.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Disturbance in Washington Square.
Good, Harris.
Keep going.
Sir, I'll post this along with the lesser announcements.
Fine.
And once again, my heartfelt congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you.
If it couldn't be me, I was glad it was you.
Step right in here, please, Mr. Bishop.
I'm a little weak, but I'll try and make it.
Well, that's all we ask.
What do we got here?
His name is Philip Bishop. Trespassing and creating a public nuisance. He chained himself to the fence over in Washington Square. And we got him unlocked, and he told him to go home. And what? You can't talk to this guy.
I wanted to be arrested.
Glad we could be of service, Mr.
Bishop. When we got there, he was screaming at all the food vendors.
But they were taunting me, tempting me. They're trying to get me to eat something.
You see, Mr. Bishop is on a hunger strike.
Here, show him the list.
Mr. Bishop has drawn up a list of demands which are certainly food for thought.
I want to put a halt to the nuclear buildup in Europe. I want the Camp David agreement put back on track. I want an immigration visa for Andrei Sakharov. And I want my cleaning deposit back.
Apparently, Mr. Bishop has a bone to pick with the owner of his apartment building.
You're darn right. Look, I have kept that place spotlessly clean. Even Joan Crawford would be happy. And now, all of a sudden, they're telling me that my deposit is non-refundable. Well, look, I happen to be a person of integrity, and I'm telling you... I'm telling you...
Take it easy.
I'm sorry. I got a little dizzy. I was hallucinating this morning.
How long has it been since you've eaten?
I have not put a morsel of food in my body since 5:30 yesterday afternoon.
I finished the DeFalco report.
Oh,
listen, if you want, I'll handle things here while you're taking your physical.
It's okay.
Really, I don't mind. I mean...
It won't be necessary.
I'll sit out there.
Yes.
Excuse me, there's a Dr. Packer here.
Don't you think that we, as psychiatric professionals, are in a better position than you to deal with Miss mental condition?
No, I don't.
I happen to have a PhD and a master's degree in abnormal psychology. Do you, Sergeant?
Yes, I do.
You got it on you?
Doctor, I'm Captain Miller.
I'm Dr. Michael Packer, Eastside Psychiatric Center.
Problem, Dietrich?
No, just a little professional disagreement.
I've been trying to explain to your man here that Miss Smith suffers from an acute form of schizophrenia, and therefore she is totally unresponsible for her actions.
No, I don't buy that.
He doesn't buy that?
Talk to another doctor at the hospital. She's been institutionalized for over 20 years, shuffled from one place to another. Maybe nobody ever really tried to treat her.
Maybe that's because we've determined she's untreatable.
I think she has the ability to communicate.
Dietrich.
As I've already explained to Sergeant Dietrich, the gibberish she uses is what we, in psychiatry, refer to as verbigeration. It's the repeating of senseless rhymes and phrases. It's a classic symptom of hebephrenic schizophrenia. And it means absolutely nothing.
I think we should look into it a little further.
Captain.
What is the status of Miss Smith's arrest?
The florist is pressing charges.
I'm afraid, Doctor, that Miss Smith will have to remain in custody until bail is posted, at which point she will be released immediately. Sergeant Dietrich will give you all the details. You want to have a seat?
Thank you.
Let me take Bishop down for pictures and prints.
Fine.
You supposed to be over there for your physical at 12 o'clock?
Yes, I am.
So I guess you just don't want to show up early if you're overeager.
Mr. Bishop is waiting.
Hey, sir, it's almost quarter to the hour.
Any of that stuff for me?
You don't skedaddle, you'll be late for your physical.
I'm not going because I've decided to remove my name from consideration for deputy inspector.
Shooting for commissioner? I guess not.
I waited 10 minutes.
And I appreciate it.
Dietrich went out. He said he was going up to Columbia to talk to somebody about Mrs. Malaprop. And I promised him that I'd stall the doctor until he got back.
Okay, fine.
Well, look, if you'd really rather not talk about
it... I'd really rather not talk about it.
Okay.
Look, I just decided I'm not going to let him jerk me around anymore. 3 times I've been passed over for this thing. 75, 78, 80. Well, what's the point of putting myself through it all over again?
Sentimental reasons?
Just as soon forget about the whole thing. Save myself and Liz, everybody else, a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, a lot of disappointment.
Come on, Barn, I know how you feel. I mean, what with losing that lawsuit and my writer's block and all, I almost threw in the towel myself. But I didn't. I kept on writing, even though I knew I might fail. Even though my work might be rejected. And I'm going to keep on trying. And you know why, Barn? Because I really need the money. Harris, hey, look, don't get me started.
Yes, won't you?
You already talked to Harris about it.
He'll be glad to fill you in on the details.
Okay. He still want me to take Bishop down to the tombs?
Why not?
He's still on his hunger strike.
Oh, he'll eat sooner or later. Don't worry about it.
Well, I don't know, Barn. See, he keeps talking about the nuclear buildup over in Europe. You know, he's saying that one of the NATO generals could fire off a missile in the field, start World War III.
So?
So? So I'm afraid that if somebody doesn't do something about his demands, he might just keep right on not eating.
What did you suggest, Warji? Would you like me to call Washington and make sure they get the salt talk started again?
It'll take your mind off things.
Oh, no, please, not over here.
No go ubav den.
Oh, yes, well. Would you care for coffee, tea, some Valium?
Svet?
A svet. Why, thank you. Oh. Good idea. Oh. A spare svet. Why, thank you again.
No, no. They'll think you're playing favorites. Excuse me.
Excuse me, I have Miss Bale ticket.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I'd like to get her into a more therapeutic environment as soon as possible.
Well, I'm afraid Sergeant Dietrich is out.
Well, can't you help me?
Well, Sergeant Dietrich and I sort of have an agreement. I don't let his people go, and he hasn't let my people go.
Captain Miller, I've arranged for Miss Smith's bail.
Fine. Turn loose, Harris.
Why, thank you, Barney.
I know being arrested, do you mind?
No, no, don't worry about it. And this is Joseph of Rockian. Picked him up in a deli on 2nd Avenue.
What'd he do?
Nothing. I went over to Columbia. Played this tape I made of Miss Smith for a friend of mine in the linguistics department.
Yeah?
I just had a hunch she might be speaking some language.
And?
He said it sounded like a bunch of gibberish.
That sounds familiar.
However, he sent me over to a professor in Slavic languages. Now, this guy said he wasn't sure, but it sounded like a dialect spoken in Greece and Yugoslavia. So I went over to some Greek coffee shops, markets, started playing a tape around. Mr. Avrakian thinks he recognizes
him. Yeah, he sounds like a Macedonian.
Ah, they speak that in coffee shops now, do they?
I spoke it as a boy in Yugoslavia.
Hey, if you think you can strike up a conversation, you go right ahead. You be my guest.
Take a shot.
You'll pardon me if my Macedonian is a little rusty.
He's in everyone's.
Bravo. Kako ste? Ja zgovaram makedonski. Da li mi razbiraš? Ti opustuva.
Oproštuvaš?
Li razbiraš ova?
Here, Miss Lam. That Rasbira.
Ubav, ubav, ubav.
Well, maybe they're both nuts.
Redezo, Volso, Isvor.
Bogomila!
This is Mish!
This isn't my fault. I just started very recently at the Eastside Psychiatric Center, and I have a very heavy workload, and yesterday somebody bit me.
You're all set, Doc.
Thank you. Miss Smith, we're going to go home now.
Dikias Odish.
Yeah. Odish. Odish.
I'm no psychiatrist, Doc, but it appears to me that Mr. Avrakian might be very helpful in Miss Smith's treatment.
Yeah, well, that's a very good idea.
Take care of yourself.
Oh, don't forget your svets.
No go, Bob Den.
What is she?
Isn't it a lovely day?
Yeah, it is.
Lovely.
Well, nice bit of detective work, Sergeant Dietrich.
Thank you. So what's all this garbage about you not trying for deputy inspector?
She doesn't want to get shot down again.
But you got a good chance this time. We've kept our noses clean. You haven't been in jail for almost a year. You can't just give up on yourself. You got to think positive. Keep plugging. Go for the gusto.
Would you already said that?
You're kidding.
Mm. Gentlemen, I appreciate your concern. But I have really thought this out. And I have come to the realization that I'm perfectly happy remaining a captain.
Well, maybe we're not. I realize you've been somewhat preoccupied and wallowing in your own predicament, so I guess it's not surprising that you might overlook the fact that you're screwing it up for us, too.
He's right.
Good point. It's just not fair, Barn. And it's been going on like this for 8 years.
Yeah, it's getting boring.
Didn't realize you felt this way.
Well, sure, but... because you're always sitting in there on your padded seat. And you forget that you're sitting on top of me and Harris and Dietrich.
You can imagine how I feel.
Well, I'll have to give this some thought.
You can use your office.
I rather enjoy that.
I don't need food. I have resolve, an inner strength.
Breatharian, huh?
What?
A breatharian is a person who believes that food is merely an unnecessary addictive substance and that the breathing of air is sufficient in itself to sustain life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't stuff yourself. Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, Miss Bishop.
Yeah?
You said that if somebody did something about your demands, that you would eat.
So?
So I did something.
You got the missiles out of Europe?
No, not yet.
Is Sakharov on his way?
No, I got your cleaning deposit back. I called him up and I explained the whole thing to him, and they said that they'd have a check in the mail in the morning.
I really would have preferred the missiles out of Europe.
You gotta start somewhere.
All right. You know, maybe I'll have one of those donuts now.
They're all gone.
Harris. Is the second shift manpower request. I'm checking out a little early.
Heading someplace special, are we?
Home.
Oh.
But for everyone's information, I'll probably be a little late in the morning. Got an appointment downtown.
Pretty good. All right, so I can start planning.
Just the first step. I mean, haven't made deputy inspector yet.
Haven't even passed a physical yet.
Right.
Coming up next on Hogan's Heroes, Richard Dawson takes a break from kissing old ladies to dress up as one. Newkirk in drag. Plus, find out who his famous ancestor is. Next in episode 72, Drums Along the Dusseldorf.